Get ready for Triple M's Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Andrew Jarman.
Beautiful to Jarman. Bang! Another nail.
Bernie Vince.
Vince, nine goal kicker, brings the house down.
And Greg Blewett.
There it is. Magnificent performance from young Greg Blewett.
Adelaide's Ultimate Sports Show on every afternoon. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars.
Nice to have you on board, family. Welcome to the Monday edition of your Rush Hour. We are global, we are podcasting, and we're back on from 6 till 7, Monday to Thursday. Great to have you back on board. It's been a fantastic weekend. The sun's out, the guns are out. Hello to you, Greg Blewett, and hello to you, Bernie Vince, my two wonderful teammates. Welcome.
G'day, Jars. G'day, everyone. G'day, Bernie. Can I just say, too, you mentioned the weather. It's going to be a pretty brutal week, I reckon, towards the end of the week, but we are over halfway through, Bernie.
Yes.
Halfway through winter. Some people enjoy winter. I don't.
No.
I'm a bit of a summer boy.
Well, it doesn't help when you've got skinny bones and you're just a skinny little runt.
I know, you're right. I don't.
You enjoy winter, do you?
I'm a grizzly bear.
Like a hermit crab.
Well, anyway, we're over halfway.
Right. Yes.
And for everyone doing dry July, same thing. Over halfway. So
you haven't done it.
No,
Billy,
I've done.
You said you were going to do it.
Billy Brownless is doing it.
moist July.
he's just damp July. He said damp July.
What'd you say? Then?
Damp July. He's been. Yeah. He pays for days that he can drink. So now he pays. Well, that's part of the, I guess,
that's
the cause
good.
That they're funding,
yes.
or fantastic. Raising money for, yeah. and he reckons he's paid for more days than he's got. Hey, you got to start somewhere, I
That's
suppose.
That's right.
How's your weekend, Boom Boom?
Yeah, it's not too bad, Jazz. A lot going on out there in our world at the moment. A few rumours going around what's
yes.
happening here, but I think it's okay. We're circulating or just trying to round up a few things, Jazz.
Well,
the
Olympics start Friday night, and there's people testing positive all over the village.
All the athletes.
And honestly, they're all in
lockdown. Have you got a call up yet?
I haven't got a call up yet.
Because I reckon you'd be
javelin.
Good at.
The what? Shot put?
Hammer throw.
I'm a hammer. The hammer throw. I would have thought wrestling, Gregory.
Greco-Roman.
What about you, Greg?
I reckon
could you
diving for you as well.
Diving.
You'd be a good diver.
Well, the splash. I'd have to refill the pool.
No, they would they? So you're saying I'm just a tad large.
You know Greco-Roman wrestling.
Yes, sir.
The only problem there is that you've got to wear a suit. You can't do it nude.
I'd pay good money to see you. See Jars in his wrestling outfit.
No, but he would refuse to wear that. So, righto, let's go nude. And that'll throw the towel in. You'd end up winning.
What about, so what would you get called up for?
Triple jump, I reckon.
What are you know, springy?
Long, lanky, springy.
Hairy,
I had
like
a really good leap on me.
You do not.
I did. When I played footy, I used just to stand on people's shoulders for fun.
Oh, I did.
Burn, you'd be like beach volleyball. With your shorts on.
Going up for the block.
Thong on. Now, I want to talk about it, not today, but at some stage, some of the useless sports that have got into the Olympics.
Yeah, that's
for this year.
That'd be a good chat.
There is
chat.
Some. I cannot believe some of the.
Isn't there
the
dancing?
Give us a little
that
hint.
Have been added to the buddy.
Dancing's not in.
Handball.
Yeah, I think dancing's in.
Handball. Handball's been added. Men, handball.
That's always been in it.
No, it hasn't. No, well, it hasn't. Has. Some of them are ridiculous.
No, I don't think so.
Handball's been in for a while.
It hasn't.
No, I'm pretty.
Sport climbing.
I'm pretty
You'd
sure
you're good at that, Jars. You're a good handballer.
Anyway,
Jars, just so you know, fencing isn't putting posts into a paddock and running wire along.
Otherwise, Dad would be in that one.
Gold medal for Australia! The boy from York!
All right, now we're going to Port Adelaide, the Adelaide Crows, their performance over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Yeah, what, both clubs?
I think we're talking now, aren't we?
Are we or not? Are we, Haydo?
Well,
here we are.
We've got 4 minutes on the clock already, so
all right, well,
I'm glad we covered what everyone would hypothetically do at the Olympics for 5 minutes. Fantastic.
Jay Clark will come on, so obviously big news about the fixturing and also the voicemails back again, KG.
Certainly is, correct way.
There we go.
Let's go.
Are we talking about it?
No, let's go. We'll move
we'll
on.
We'll do it next.
What, we'll just
He's
leave
pulled
it.
The pin on it.
We'll do it next. Hey, Jars, you going to share those lollies
Stop
with everyone?
Oh, you said you can't eat sugar.
No, I need a fix.
Sorry.
You need to get fixed.
I need a fix.
You need a lot of things fixed.
I'm stressed.
In the Australian Football League, there are two markers which designate bad performance. The scoreline and these three. Bernie, Bluey and Jars. This is what they learned.
Okay. All right, what did we find out over the weekend? What did you learn? Greg, start
well,
with you.
I learned. So I was just chilling out on Sunday, watching the footy show Sunday morning, and Matty Lloyd asked Ken Hinckley, of course, the coach of Port Adelaide, if Ollie Wines was a chance of being solo captain in the future. Here's what Ken said.
I think the number one thing that Ollie's got hold of now is that he knows exactly what he is and who he is. You know, every young player coming through, and Ollie was one of those players we put a lot of probably hype and pressure around, and he wanted to be absolutely everything to everyone. What he now knows really well is he absolutely knows what he brings to our footy club. He has done it unbelievably well every week this year. He's in great form. He knows how to play the game that suits Ollie best. He's hitting the scoreboard. He's doing all those things you want your best Mitch to be able to do. And he's playing four quarters flat out. I mean, I have great faith in Ollie. And, you know, Tom's captain today. And, you know, if you looked at it from afar, you'd be sitting there going, who's next? I think it's pretty clear that Ollie looks like he could be the absolute next standalone captain at Port Adelaide.
So that really surprised me, Jars, because he was co-captain with Tommy Jonas in 2019. Has that ever happened in AFL land?
Oh, yeah, you asked me that before. Yeah, I can't recall it happening. No,
it hasn't.
I can't think of...
No. Ollie's playing better football without being a captain.
Well, that's the other thing that's got to come into the equation.
Mm. I don't reckon throw him back in.
No, he's playing, just let him go. That badge fits individuals, some individuals, but it doesn't
and
fit.
And Tommy Jonas, perfect captain. Oh. Jeez, I loved the game.
How would Tommy Jonas...
weekend.
Be thinking of hearing that from his senior.
No, but he's saying he might be the next captain. Didn't say when.
Okay. Anyway, he's playing superb football. He's in top three Brownlow form.
Yep.
Burn.
Hey, speaking of Brownlow, I watched Carlton Collingwood on the weekend, and I know this guy's a good player, but Sam Walsh, I reckon he can win the Brownlow. I've seen a few games. He's had, I think, eight or nine games now over 30 possessions and hits the scoreboard too. Works as hard as any player I've seen live.
And hits targets.
And uses the ball well.
That's all I like.
And all the talks about Bontempelli and, you know, he's had a good season. And Ollie Wines is another one people talking about. But I reckon this guy is a smoky. I know Carlton haven't won the amount of games the Bulldogs have, or Port Adelaide for that matter. But I just reckon he'd be in, even when they lose... He could be a two-voter when they lose. He's had an outstanding year. So he's just sneaking along. Another one that's sneaking along.
Just before you go on, interesting heat map he had on the...
Yes, very on interesting. Yes, GPS reminded numbers. Me a bit of your heat map.
Which wasn't that pleasant.
Actually, it reminded me of you when you look in the mirror a little bit.
Your heat map, your tracking GPS numbers were like a jock strap.
And he worked across the ground, back and forth. And did a few circles one end, didn't he?
Down a bit on one of the wings.
Did it look like a plum?
Well, it looked like
a beaten two veg. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. That's nothing wrong with that. No. That's how I used to
Oh, that's got to be a wind.
What else have you learnt, Gregory? Burn?
I'm Bernie. But Mitch Georgiades, he's the best player in the competition under 20. He's kicked four goals again on the weekend. He's one that slips under the radar too. Being in South Australia here at Port Adelaide, he should win the Rising Star this year because I think he's still eligible. And if he doesn't, there'll be uproar because the way he influences games, again on the weekend, without him, they lose. Another one, I don't condone gambling and I'm saying gamble responsibly, but just when you're putting a bet on the weekend, I had a dollar on a horse on the weekend or a quaddie just didn't read the fine print well enough. And if I had have bet with another company and read the thing, could have just won a few extra dollars.
Oh, really?
So it's just under $10 and I could have won nearly $20.
Right, so shop around, you reckon?
Shop around, just read the fine print. it was a very good day, but it could have been a very, very good
win's a win,
one.
Though, Burn.
Win's a win, yes. Can't complain, but Jesus Christ!
Calm down.
I just snapped my head.
Please calm down. I know what's happened. Does Abs aware of any of these numbers? No. Okay.
I missed out on $12.
So you've gone Sam Walsh to win the Brownlow. Georgiades will win the Kiddies Award.
Yes.
And you've had a good day with the.
Yeah, I've learnt a lot on the weekend, Jazz.
Why are you repeating it?
What have you learnt?
I've learnt: Adelaide Crows don't have a pulse. It's not working, Nixie. It's not working, and you need to change your philosophy and your structures. Just play every kid on your list if you're listening, Nixie. Play Strawn in the ruck. Get Mackesy back in the side. You've got 5 rounds left to find out what you can build moving forward. Otherwise, the spotlight's going to go on you, Nixie. You have to change something because what you're doing is not working.
Philosophy, what's that?
Well, just philosophy. Yeah, well, what is their philosophy? How they play.
Well, how are they playing now? What's their philosophy?
Well, they're not playing with any. Mate, I can't read it. I can't read it. Where was that round one blueprint against Geelong? Where's Melbourne? That gone? And Greg, you were there. Where's that blueprint gone? That's gone.
They have dropped away the last few weeks.
I thought they tried, Josh. Just the skill level was horrific to watch.
It was both sides. But all I'm saying, Nixie, find a pulse. Because you've got five rounds to fix it up or do something different.
You reckon he's under pressure?
Mate, they're starting to yap away.
Five rounds and then what?
No, find the kids that you can move forward with to go into next
season. Put a line through
a few. I'm sorry to say this, but you can't play your Tommy Lynch's and your David McKay's. You've got to put Sloaney away. Put Sloaney, go and get Operation Sloaney, because Sloaney's had no impact whatsoever. Has he? He's done nothing around the
football.
There's
a balance, though, isn't there, Jarge? You've still got to be competitive with the senior.
They're not going to do any more damage to the competition.
He's the captain.
Play the bloody kids. Play Strawn. Get O'Brien out of the ruck for the next five rounds. And let's just look at young Strawn.
Yeah.
See what he's got. Play these kids and see what they got. Play Mackesy. See what he's got. Because at the moment, they're just doing the same thing week in, week out.
Yeah.
And giving us bullshit words. We're going to do this. No, they're not doing anything.
You're happy to get thumped a few times
absolutely.
Sloaney had 25 and 10 clearances.
But no impact. There's no impact.
10 clearances.
He's banged up. And get him off the ball then. Get him off the ball. Put a whole new midfield in there. That's what I'm saying. Keys ain't working. Laird ain't working. O'Brien ain't working. What was the centre bounce clearances yesterday?
It was
horrendous. Horrendous. Now, I know Nick Nack's a superstar. I get
was
that.
Was it 14-8?
Centre bounce clearance.
It was horrendous. Anyway.
14-8, yes.
There you go. So all I'm saying, Nixie, change something up for the next 5 weeks. That's all I'm saying. Give us a look at some other kids in the spots. Are you with me?
Yeah, I think I'm not as deep as what you're going. No. I'd like to see something.
Exactly. Yep. Buddy Franklin still has 3 or 4 years left of quality football. He's a beautiful player to watch.
Up to 980 goals.
I want him to go for another 4 or 5 years.
No, he's still going with you.
You've been going three, so you'll catch him in a minute.
What else I learned? Time for Aaron Finch to step down as a T20 and one-day captain.
Going on again about this.
4-1 loss. I want Mitch Marsh to take over as the captain of the T20 and one-day.
There it is.
You didn't want him in the team. Now he's captain.
That's what I learned.
You were the captain.
All right, hey, follow mate. Andrew Jarman for more backflips. It's the rush hour.
Going to last longer, buddy? 4 years or your?
And
you
I tell you
said.
What else I learned: you two chunkheads might not be with me next year.
You just went for 3 years. Hey, we were busy on the weekend. Diverted all the calls through. Jars, you listening?
Yes, Bird.
Yeah, what did I say?
You had to divert all the calls.
Divide.
We had to divert all the calls over the weekend.
We had to divide all the calls straight through to voicemail. So let's press the button and listen.
Yeah.
You have 10 new messages.
10.
Well, hello, it's Yater, and how f***ing cold would you like us calling the game at the magnificent Adelaide Oval? Would it hurt to put a small heater from Big Dubbing and rest it at my feet? Apparently not. The only warmth I got was when 228 games for Port Adelaide, Dom Cassisi took the lid off his espresso and Biglands tried to light a fart during three-quarter time to be as funny as Vince.
G'day, Nathan from Cooyonga here, Blue. Hey, look, you can't clip the garden on our way out, mate, and... Well, look, we're really starting to seriously doubt if you can drive straight and not hit anything green and bushy for once, mate.
You don't know who I am, but I've stolen some lemons off your tree to make a beautiful lemon meringue. If you want to stop losing your lemons, leave two bottles of white wine in my driveway on here.
G'day, boys. Matty Nix here. I'm hoping the authorities hear my voice and think I have COVID so I can take the week off.
It's Matto, your boss. Wow. Ruined it, raising 35 grand by not eating for 35 hours this Wednesday. We're thinking if you guys wanted to chip in and get on board, you might want to think about not drinking for 35 minutes. Wow.
G'day, boys. It's Tex.
Yes.
Sorry, Jars. I can't help clean your gutters, mate. I want to, but Nixie yells at me when I'm near the bottom of the ladder.
Yeah, it's Sam from Adelaide Oval. We've got footage of Andrew Jarman trying to paint the words Cheeky Greek in house paint over the Coles logo in the centre square. Look, if you see him, can you let him know to call us immediately when he gets his place?
Yeah, g'day boys, Kenny Hinkley here in the top four after a big win last round. Can you let our publicity people know when you'll do your 14 seconds of coverage on it, please, boys? That'd be good.
Yeah, Stephen from AFL Publicity, a message for Andrew Jarman. No, Alistair Clarkson will not be replacing Liz Cambridge in the Opals at the Olympics, just in case your mail decided to pop up again.
Yeah, Burn! Mika from the Stansbury pub. We tallied up the money from the Bernie Vince Oval video screen fundraiser and... Shit, look, not a lot of people were interested in winning a dinner with Jars, so... I mean, good news, though. There will be a screen. The old man's going to tape an old iPad to the scoreboard so we can watch the gallopers during halftime.
G'day, it's Biggles. Jeez, that was a hard knock on Dusty Martin. I haven't seen anyone in that much pain since Bernie Vince mixed up the lube for Deep Heat when he was b***ing himself off. Oh, I should have said that. Too far. Hello, boys. It's JP. Big weekend for one of the finest radio commentators. Now, Jarvan.
Yes, Jimmy.
I hear you need something more therapeutic to sleep on.
Yeah.
I can highly recommend a waterbed. There's one I'm looking at right now that's the perfect size for you.
Yeah.
All you need to do is put a tarp over the tones! You're fat! I got a million more!
There are no more messages.
Oh, very good.
Biggles, he talks before he thinks, doesn't he?
No, he sort of comes out and then he realises he's probably gone too far, but you can't retract that.
He's my new favourite. Yeah. Now, was that KG in the...
no, we can't get names away.
It sounded like KG.
A little bit like KG.
Don't
put a name
George.
To it. No, yeah. You can't put a name to it.
Didn't sound like KG.
Nah, a bit deeper than him.
He did get caught pinching lemons, though.
The Dead Set Legends with Ebo Bluey and Jars presents AFL Newsbreaker, Jay Clark.
Welcome, Jay, to the Rush Hour, even though that said Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, I know.
Sure.
What's
sorry.
Going on there?
Well, there was an incident, Dead Set Legends.
Yeah, there
Saturday.
Was, and I'm going to get straight to that because I believe, Jay, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was a fresh air over the weekend. Oh. You had a scoop on a certain player that played Friday night, maybe a Brownlow medalist, maybe a three-time best on ground in the grand final.
Right. Yeah.
And, well, you thought you'd give Andrew Jarman the scoop, and what was his response, Jay?
The biggest news in town, crickets, exactly. The biggest news in town regarding the biggest name in the game. I mean, I'm just sort of sitting there in Triple M studio by my phone waiting. I'm texting Jars. You know, like, mate, I'm ready. Come to me. Like, you're breaking you. I'm ready to go.
Breaking.
And just donuts. Like, just everything. So he didn't even get back to me. I mean, I thought we were tight. So what I need to do, boys, I must have Jars's wrong phone number. So can you just check that I've got Jars's right phone number here? So it's 0433. Am I right?
Yes.
Am I right? Oh, should I keep going, Jars?
Keep going. Six. Don't expect any calls
now. Jay, I've just seen the text messages at 9:13 PM and I apologise. I've seen your two messages.
I'm going to Bluey and my mate.
Yep.
Apologise, mate. Apologise.
Anyway.
No, I deserve it. Now, round 19, fixture chaos is upon
us. What's going to happen?
Yeah, so the AFL, as we speak, is trying to put the finishing touches on the upcoming round, and they are going to change it up. So they're going to bring three games forward from round 20 into round 19, which affects both Adelaide clubs, really. So the AFL are hopeful to play Port Adelaide and Collingwood on Friday night at Adelaide Oval. But then again, that could be swapped for the Western Bulldogs Melbourne game from round 20. So we're still waiting to see which direction the AFL will go. Collingwood were hopeful of being able to fly into Adelaide, do another few more hours in the cricket nets, await a negative test, and then take on Port Adelaide, fly in, fly out. Adelaide health officials want the Pies to do a longer stint in quarantine to be able to make sure that they're all clear. So it's another case of the dirty Pies, and we're again waiting the results there. But otherwise, it's Brisbane versus Gold Coast, Adelaide versus Hawthorne, and Melbourne versus the Western Bulldogs, potentially brought forward from round 20. A ruling has been made on the Richmond-Geelong game that will be played at the MCG, not the GMHBA stadium. And it's fair to say Cats officials are not very happy with that.
Yeah.
Essendon are going to stay up there in Queensland. They're staying at Noosa this week, half their luck, to take on GWS. Now, extraordinary, really, for GWS and Sydney, who really got the rough end of the pineapple on this stage. Eight players are forced to isolate, including the biggest number, Callum Mills, and Toby Green, of course. Now, the AFL is trying to get their 14-day quarantine periods related to the Amy Park exposure side, a rugby game, Wallabies versus France on Tuesday night. Their quarantine could be backdated to Tuesday, which would mean Green and Mills and others would only be unavailable for round 19 and then be able to play round 20. So that's the hope and the expectation at this stage. But it's fair to say with Josh Dunkley, the Western Bulldogs star ball winner, he's also been caught up in this. He visited a Q Cafe, which was a Tier 1 exposure site. So he's now out for 14 days. Andrew McGrath, similar at Essendon. So I reckon the AFL and all their clubs over the first 15 or so months have been able to sidestep a lot of this stuff. But with 200 exposure sites currently, or more than in Melbourne, more than 200, it really has blown up a lot. So the AFL are just wanting to plough on. They don't want to bring this spy forward and have a pause this weekend. They want to continue to play the games while they can, and there's 45 remaining. So it's push on as best we can at the moment, but it's fair to say it's going to be an absolute race to the finish line for this 2021 season. And you'd imagine, Bernie, I mean, for the top sides with the dangle of the cat, with the carrot dangling of, you know, a potential premiership and finals action, you can understand how they stay motivated and on message and in sync. How much more challenging would it be for the bottom teams when they've got family at home and they know they're not going to be playing in September? That's the talk in clubland that is the big issue over the remaining five rounds.
Well, you can see a few teams just limping to the line, I feel, just getting the games out of the way, and it's going to be a poor look for the AFL, but that's the reality of it. I guess the only carrot is there's only, what, five rounds left for them, so all good.
Hey, Jay, what's the latest on Dusty, mate? Is he out of hospital, and how's that kidney?
Yeah, no, he's still in Bluey, and he might not be able to get back to Melbourne until later in this week, the mid part of the week, sort of Wednesday, potentially at the earliest. Now, Richmond is not saying what is wrong, the nature of the damage to Dusty's kidney, other than that it is a serious case. So the details of the actual, problem with the kidney or the injury to the kidney, I guess, will come out eventually, but at the moment they're not really saying, other than he will miss the rest of the season, still in hospital, and isn't going to be out till later this week. So it is a really serious issue. And we hope to be able to see Dusty back to full health over pre-season and for round one next season.
Hey, Carlton, the finals are back on the radar after a win yesterday against the Pies. Also, Charlie Curnow, I heard, went pretty well in the twos. Is there a chance to come back?
They said he moved beautifully, like you, Burn, back in the day. Nice. Match simulation on Sunday. So he asked David Seagus last night, and he said that their plan is for Charlie Curnow to make his return back to the senior team before finals. Now, he hasn't played a senior game for 2 years now. Would he have the conditioning, the fitness? I would have thought it's a bit unrealistic for him to be able to step straight back into the senior team as they push for a finals berth. What are your boys' thoughts on that one?
Well, I wouldn't risk him. No way.
He's important for their future. Yeah.
Get him ready for next year.
But you got to, if he's ready to go, you play him now. But
he hasn't played at that level for 2 years, mate.
It doesn't matter what level you play at, as long as you're playing. He's played on the weekend. I'd want to see three or four more at VFL level, but then he's part. If they're going to go or make finals,
they're
so
not
going to
make finals anyway, so it doesn't matter.
All right, we'll see.
I've done the letter predictor. They potentially need only three more wins. Now, Port Adelaide is the only top eight team that they play in the run home, so it's a favourable draw. Ooh. Four of the games are at Marvel Stadium. Well, they don't have a great run, it's fair to say, but Sam Walsh, with the form that he is in, he's sixth in Brownlow medal betting now as a $10 chance. He is absolutely unstoppable, give the young man. So it's going to be fascinating. Yeah. I think David Teague's job is still on the line. I reckon it's still balancing on a knife's edge. So I don't think he's safe at all just yet, even with the win over Collingwood.
Mate, my sincere apologies for giving you the bird on Saturday morning,
garbage,
Jay. And garbage. Take care, mate.
Not accepting it.
Good on you, boys.
There he is, Jay Clark there from Triple M. This is your Rush Hour.
Burn.
I was listening to the footy Friday night, Triple M call, the Friday huddle, and they do a great job. Dunstall, Nath Brown, Darcy is on there. And something come across my mind because someone has lost their mind.
Something's come across your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because someone has lost their mind, Jazz. And I think he's going, well, you know how Bluey's, well, safely holding up the gibberish cup.
Oh, yeah.
He's safely,
you are,
He's a three-time premiership winner.
You
in
are
that
Greg.
Category. I think someone, I need you to be the judge, Jazz, here. Because our very own Blue has had a few mishaps.
Oh, hasn't
he? I think
just
someone is contending for the title. And
who?
It's Nath Brown.
Ooh.
A bit of fatigue sets in. I covered it a little bit on Saturday on the rub, but I think it needs to be brought up.
Okay, mate.
Because I think the pressure's off Bluey now. He's handed the baton on, maybe, but you be the judge.
Yes, sir.
Let's have a listen, first of all, to Brownie. And obviously our sponsor is Red Z Lending. They sponsor the stats. And this
what is it, Charles?
Say it again, Bern.
Red Z Lending.
Red Z Lending.
Yeah.
Nice.
Say it three times quick.
Red Z Lending.
Good.
Yeah, it's nice.
Well, this is Brownie's version.
Okay.
Triple M Red Led Zending stats. Ash is with us.
Oh, my God.
So he's written out the Red Led Zending. I mean, that can get to anyone.
Slaughter the sponsor's name. Yeah, not
to Bluey.
Enough.
Bluey's got anyone can do that.
You
know, that's because you've cooked a few in your time.
You've destroyed
it. But then it continued, and the sponsors of the replay screen is the Harvey Norman replay.
Right.
Now, Jars.
Yes, Boone.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
Damien Harwick on the Triple M Harvey or
He shouldn't be commentating.
Play that again. He's trying to say Harvey Norman replay.
Damien Harwick on the Triple M Harvey or replay.
He sounds
so that's the Harvey Norman replay, right?
Yeah.
So then I think it can't get much worse than this, but fatigue, it's winter, it's cold, people are getting tired, it's getting towards the end of the footy season. And I think what he's trying to do is wrap the game up, because after the game, the music comes on, as we know.
Poor Brownie.
And I think he was trying to thank a few people, but you be the judge.
To everybody helped us out, put this to get out to the end of the art.
What?
Oh, my God.
Triple M Rocks footy.
Yes.
Triple M Rocks footy.
Oh, he needs to be stood down.
He just ripped out the Triple M Rocks footy at the end.
He can't
cut
it.
That's the only piece of information that I came from
terrible.
That sentence. Can we play that last one again?
Terrible.
Can you just tell me what he's trying to say, Jake?
Okay.
To everybody helped us out, put this to get at the end of the art. I'm going to finish off with something.
Yeah, come and see my trophy
Triple
cabinet.
M Rocks footy.
I'm
getting my teeth whitened.
What's he trying to say?
It's all about me. Watch me old videos.
No,
I'm a gun.
Come on.
So, I don't know. I think he may have the title now. I just want a little reminder.
Yeah, let's just hit
I'll
make the judge
Blewett
of that.
And you
be
the judge. Because I know who I think is winning.
Well, let's just hear Greg.
It's the gibberish cup.
Here we go. The gibberish
clean belly, bill of health, Dyson. Get $100 off your first order. Yeah. Australian Hall of Fame. Pros midfield.
Today, Junior.
So Damien Harwick on the Triple M Harvey or no replay screen.
I don't know.
Nah, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Blue is still number one man.
Oh,
you are the gibberish.
Here it is.
The gibberish
cup.
Hand it over.
There it is.
Nathan Brown. Should be carrying your bags, old cricket lips.
Enjoy that. The Adelaide Dental Teeth Whitening Cup for 2021.
What's wrong with him?
I'm glad I'm around this $250,000 fully electrified mixing desk when Blewett's waving the water around.
Oh, well done, Bluey. You still got the title.
Thanks, mate. Our Automasters text line, if you've got a question for the boys, 0488 51047. Callum in Wavell, who is 19, lads. With the Crows performing so badly, should Sloaney be worried about his role as captain?
Burn.
Well, Jazz, you're strongest on this.
No, I just think it's time for Sloaney to either go and get his body fixed up for next year. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for Sloaney to maybe play more as a defensive forward and just back in these younger players. He was a lot better yesterday, wasn't he, Sloaney? Back to his
25
contested
and 10,
role.
10 clearances.
Nah. Look, he's a very important player of this footy club, so we need him cherry right mentally and physically, all right? So for me, but again, they're conversations he's got to have with Nixie. And honest conversations. There's five games left. What's he going to get out of the next five games?
What's that got to do with the question, though?
What was the
question?
It was
about his captaincy. Zero.
No, captaincy's not. No, his captaincy's going okay. There's a bit of pressure on, but I don't think that's No, yeah,
what if the Crows have two back-to-back wooden spoons as with him as captain?
Under captain? That's not Rory Sloane's fault.
Nah.
Nah.
That's good to hear that.
Nah. Well, his...
That's not... No.
The best position Rory Sloane plays is in the midfield.
Yeah, so, when he's fully fit and firing.
Well, what's wrong with him now? The figure?
But Bernie's not firing, is he? He's been struggling. Even he's admitted. He's come out and said, look, my last month I've been struggling.
He hasn't played every game.
No, and he's missed
it. So he's freshened up.
He's had a wretched, I reckon, 18 months with that body, Greg.
He has.
That foot surgery. Mm. He's never really recovered, has he, really, from that foot?
Did he break his hand as well?
And then his eye.
Yeah, eye.
But, mate, but no, he's our captain and he's got to get ready for next year.
But in regards to his role as captain, you never really know because it's all in-house. A good captain's, all his good traits and what he does behind the scenes.
You're not going to see that. Yeah,
so
no, correct.
Hard to say. I'm sure he's doing a great job.
Great question, Burn? Callum.
Hello.
Did you answer the question?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. Good question, Callum, from Wavell. Where do you get all these text messages from?
0488 51047.
Can I? You got their phone numbers? Because I'd like to say hello to them after.
Of course I can do that. Okay, although they do have to tick a box saying that they're up for being contacted because we don't just give out people's phone numbers.
Normally it's the other way around.
Yeah,
we don't want our numbers given out, but we don't give their numbers to you.
You gave mine out. You already gave mine out and the phone hadn't stopped.
It hasn't started either.
This hasn't been there yet.
It's got to start to stop.
Right. Burns Fun Facts up next.
Okay, don't worry. Don't even worry about it. No, you do it.
Up next, the text message.
What was that?
Up next, the text line.
What is going on? Are we on?
Where
are we live?
Nice new beanie, Jazz.
Thanks.
Freebie.
Free?
Yeah.
Treat. Treat. You know what time it is.
Now it's time for Jazz's Facts.
Oh, sorry. No, that was the wrong intro. We'll try it again.
Triple M. Get your facts right.
Here's a jar of facts.
Oh! Andrew Jarman's jar of facts.
Open the jar of facts.
Oh, hang on. Oh, what's going on?
That was my good mate, Alice Cooper, in the studio that day, wasn't it? Hey, day.
It was, yeah.
Gave him a hug.
Okay. Hang on. We've got to put this one down here. Do not play. What's this?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for Bernie Fitz's super exciting, ultra mega important, interesting, bizarre final fact.
I don't know what just happened before.
Me
that.
Either. Like, and you just dropped another name, though. Alice Cooper. Add that one. Yes. Add that one, please.
Add that one. Matt Damon. Who else have you interviewed?
Well, who do you want me to mention?
Whoever you've done.
I don't want to say too much more.
Rafa.
Hey, July 19.
Yes, a very dear friend of mine, Wally Miller, Gary McIntosh, Jordan DeGully, Bernie Vince, Tex Walkers, Graham Corns, and my brother Malcolm Blight, Robert Shaw, Sean Wren, Big Sean Wren, Malcolm Blight, Kernahan, Dermot McGuinness, Bradley. I've got some great friends from the Adelaide Crows.
Yes, careful, Ado, he's going to sue you.
I did.
Yeah.
Right, Tiger, what do you got?
Well, today, July 19, is the 200th day of the year. So, Jazz, nice round figure for you. How many days left?
265. Oh, no, 165.
It's not even trying to set that up.
You tell us you're doing that on purpose.
Please tell me that was a deliberate
act. 149.
I don't even really want to
ask Greg, because he doesn't know.
How many days in a year?
364.
No.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Oh,
no. 365.
Yes.
Right. It's so
200. So how many left?
165.
Yeah. So, well, that's the only number you haven't said.
But I just said that.
It's the only number you haven't said.
Oh,
anyway, let's
Liz
move
Burswell.
On.
Hang on. Stop talking, hang on. Just. There goes our last list.
National Get Out of the Doghouse Day today, boys.
You'd be in that, Greg.
Yes, you
You're
would
always
be.
In
I am.
Seeing you play golf every day. And if, when you don't play, you're practicing.
Catherine
but that's the
out.
Third Monday in July.
She doesn't
July.
Know about the practice, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Oops. Just hey, on this day.
Yes.
What? On this day, 1940, Adolf Hitler, he offered a peace treaty with Great Britain. All they had to do was surrender and allow Germany to take over. What kind of organised plot was that?
What a disgusting
another
man.
Another one. I got told by a niece of mine. She's 6 years old. Florence, if she's listening out there.
Hi, niece.
She gave me a fact. So, noodles, right? You know, you cut your noodles up or you twist them up. Yeah. Do you ever cut your noodles?
No, I'm a fork.
No, sometimes I do. My spaghetti.
Yeah, I cut them up for Harvey.
For the boys, I do,
But I've got to think about that now because this is what I was doing. I was cutting Harvey's noodles up for it.
Mm.
But you know it's bad luck to cut your noodles?
No, I didn't.
Because, in China especially, noodles symbolise life longevity. So if you cut your noodles,
yes,
you're cutting life short.
Oh, burn.
It's unlucky. So never, ever.
No, that's a good stat.
Cut your noodles. In fact, slurp those noodles straight down. Yeah. Don't even chew them.
When you're chewing in the pieces.
Well, no, but cutting them. Yeah, chewing's okay, fine. You got to chew them.
Yeah.
But that's a nice fact from a 6-year-old. Lost. I liked it.
Yeah. You like that one?
You love your backyard, Jazz, or your front yard. Yes. Grass, man.
Yes.
Out the front.
How many
Sunday
different species of lawn do you think there is? Oh, just give me a ballpark.
About a dozen.
Not bad.
Yeah, Greg? That's not bad. Not bad. I'm going to go more, though. I'm going to go 18.
We've got to get going.
You've gone 12?
Yes, sir.
18?
Yes, sir.
There's over 6,000 species of grass.
Oh, buzz off.
6,000, there is just.
We'll go through all them all then. Oh,
I think, we've lost our last listener anyway, so here, I'll start going. That's
6,000?
Cooch. Cooch.
Cooch. What did you say, hooch or cooch? Was that hooch, you, Hayden?
Well, hooch is one as well.
Buffalo grass.
Hooch, cooch.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Buffalo.
Santa Ana. Love my lawn.
Buffalo.
Yep, done.
What else? What's the one on the green?
Mate, we got to go. We've run out of time. Family got to get going. They got to have din-dins. Are
Bent,
we done?
Bent.
Oh, it's a Bent. Shit show.
See you, family. I think we're back tomorrow.
Hey, there's no family.
Where's Hodo?
What's happening?
Where's Hodo gone?
Get back in there, man. We've got to go.
So what do we got? Santa Ana.
Buffalo.